Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 136. It's time for a Florida fix. We're going to speak about some things that are going on this coming week.
Florida?
Yes. I didn't even introduce you yet, sir.
Well,
they don't
know who I am.
They know who you are.
No, they don't.
But it doesn't make a difference. I still need to do the proper introduction. Home skillet.
Sporty sports. Football. my name's Tom.
No. Different type of redhead. Anyway, everybody, I got my homeboy, my main man, my junior brim over here.
Junior brim?
Yeah, why not? Mr. Alex DePonte.
Hey, what's up?
And we're going to talk about some fun stuff and things. But first and foremost, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Mane and Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, Beardynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. First and foremost, let's say that, this past week, I did a couple of really cool things. Another puppet interview.
A puppet interview?
Yes. So I've done a bunch of them in my time. I started my career, for those of you who are not aware,
Sesame Street.
You should know by now, but on Sesame Street.
Yep.
So, like, for me, I always love, like, doing interviews, like, with, shows that have, like, puppets and Muppet-style characters.
Yeah.
So, like, I have a lot of felty friends. That being said,
felty's
you know,
fun.
You know, I did this thing for Stanley and Jax a long time ago, which was a lot of fun. Then I did the thing with Perception Studios with my little friend Cucumber. And this time, I did the show with called It Smells Like Puppets with Mesmerelda, which is a beautiful, beautiful female vampire puppet.
What do puppets
and
smell like?
Probably like felt. You know, I would assume, I haven't got that up close and personal with Mesmerelda, but I'm sure she smells good.
I guess it smells like whatever people's hands smelled like that day.
Yeah, that's kind of nasty, depending on who the person is who's shoving the hand up there. But, you know, that being said, that character was really, really fun. And there are a couple other ones that I might be doing shortly. But what do you call it? That one was just a lot of fun. What do you call it? You know, it's great to be able to go back and forth with, people doing a character like that simply because it really brings out all the, it makes you work. You know what I'm saying? Because
Yeah. You're
not working off another human. You're working off technically an inanimate object that's being animated by someone else outside of your visual range.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because you get to bring this whole other character to life, like a creation that's totally not yourself, not your own.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's a lot of fun doing these things. So I don't know if they do it elsewhere other than where I did it with them. Forget the name of the thing was. No. Well, they are actually in Florida,
oh.
It's done. I did it online.
Oh,
17 Live,
that's what
I think
you went
it was
to
on.
Florida for.
No, I didn't. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, today, when this comes out, I'll be there already.
Okay.
But we'll explain.
Hope you land well.
I do too. that would be, a positive, right?
Actually, All right. So I have something to talk about in the next segment. Go ahead, though.
Okay. So what do you call? Is it going to freak me out? Does it have anything to do with bad things and planes? If it does, then I don't want to hear it before I go away.
It's not a bad thing, though. It's a good story.
Okay.
It's a happy story.
I don't know about you and happy stories.
It's kind of happy. Put it this way, it doesn't really have a bad ending.
Okay.
It doesn't.
All right.
It's a good ending.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll get to that.
They're going to make a movie out of it, actually.
Oh, my Lord. That means it's got to be something effed up.
Would you say the Apollo 13 mission ended poorly?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Did it? I don't know what the
the movie Apollo 13?
I don't remember. No.
All right. Do you remember I almost cursed. Almost. They were in space. Their thing blew up.
Final Frontier.
Yeah. They were in space. Their thing blew up. They had to abort the moon mission. They slung shot around the moon, landed on Earth. They didn't lose anybody. Nobody died.
Well, that's good that they didn't die.
Right. Well, they had to abandon the mission. Yeah, it was touch and go here and there, but it was a happy ending.
But they must have been freaking scared crapless.
Oh, of course. I never said that there wouldn't be a scary part to it.
I don't want to be scared crapless at all.
It's a good story.
Okay, well.
Continue your thought. Sorry. I derailed us.
Anyway, Alex. So then I did another show called Sober Exposure.
Okay.
With my friend Jen Wild, and what's really funny is that all these people are actually in Florida, and I'm gonna be there, so I'm probably gonna see all these people while I'm out there anyway.
That's good.
It was another good show. It was a lot of fun, and you know, for the people that know me and follow me, you know that I am not a I don't drink, I'm not a drug addict, I don't do any of that stuff. You know, but I do know a lot of people who do, and and who have lived the party life, and I've helped. You know, work some people through that stuff. So it was a cool conversation, something different that I don't normally do. So that was a lot of fun. And going to Florida this week is going to be packed with so many things. I mean, right now I have a ton of stuff that's actually, you know, scheduled. The first thing that I want to make sure that everybody, you know, goes down to is the Raintree Mercantile. It's the Raintree of Melbourne. If you're in Melbourne, Florida, if you're in the surrounding area, West Palm, Boca, and Orlando, and anything around there.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Will you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're coming to my I got you. You're coming to my suitcase, right?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. So anybody who's in any of those areas, any of the surrounding areas, it is a limited signing that I'm doing, fully free meet and greet. The only thing that we asked is you purchase a bottle of my hot sauce. So you're getting a bottle of hot sauce to walk with. You're getting a free autograph. You're getting to hang out, take some pictures, some selfies, having a good time. And we're helping a small business, and you're going to get some cool things that you'll be able to, you know, give away for the holiday if you don't want it for yourself.
I want my bottle autographed.
Well, most people do. You know, but it really comes down to whoever it is. So I don't know who's in the area. Whoever's listening, hopefully you'll come and check it out. You can go to check them out, raintreeofmelbourne.com. You get all the information there. And I promise you, it will be a very cool time. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm doing a bunch of other things, though, during
things
the entire
and stuff.
Week. Yeah. So I'm finally getting the diamonds put into my
fists.
Yes. into my rings. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I hope that it comes out, you know, the way I'm expecting them to.
I hope so too.
You know, so that's one thing. I'm pretty positive I'm going to see my pal Jen from Sober Exposure.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Really, really cool. She'll probably show me a couple things, and we'll probably do a couple of podcasts or whatever while I'm out there.
Sober podcasts.
She knows a lot of people there, so you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Then what do you call it? I'm going to be doing in the Melbourne area while I'm out there. I'm going to be doing a collab with Village Food Tours. So Village Food Tours, they basically do everywhere from like Boca and Melbourne and all these surrounding areas. They do, you know, they bring people out, show them all the coolest places to go eat and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, foodie stuff, right?
Right. And then they do the YouTube videos. So,
oh, that's cool.
So I'm going to go and I'm going to do some YouTube stuff with them and do a couple of things. Then you're going to really love this.
You're going to be a YouTube star.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. But what do you call it? You're going to love this one, right? I'm going to Lumberjack's Axe House. They're having me there, and they're going to teach me how to throw axes.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that is cool. That's cool, right?
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to like tell you how that turns out.
You're
going to
come back, and you're going to start throwing axes at us like over Tom's head, and you're going to be like, don't move. I swear I could do this now.
Yeah. I know. I wouldn't trust me.
He'll put like a little apple on the top of his head and be like, Brim, are you sure? Are you sure you're good with this? Kim's in the corner freaking out. I'm cheering you on. Go, go, go.
Go, 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 go. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, I'm not aiming for the apple. I'm aiming for the worm. Anyway, what do you call it? So that is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And you know, like I've been waiting to do that like for the longest time.
Yeah, that's going to be
cool.
You know,
like Goncalves.
Have you ever thrown axes?
No, Goncalves.
I have.
You know,
nice.
He was trying to get me to go down and do it here, but we never had a time to figure out to go.
Yeah,
so,
I've done it. It's not bad.
So you have done it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's it all about?
It's just fun because like it's like you see some other people do it and like you're like, oh, I could do that. You know, like, you know, you got the basic concept. You spin like the axe or the hatchet, whatever you're throwing. And like you just have to make it land into the wood. And no, it's it's a lot harder than it looks. Like, I really thought that I would be able to get it. I spent maybe 40 minutes down at the range trying to get it to stick into the log. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I could not do it. My brother got it in like 4 or 5 tries.
I really think. think that I can. I think I'll be okay at it.
I think you'll be okay at it.
I'm hoping.
It's a power thing. I didn't have the force behind. Every time the blade would hit the wood for me, it would just bounce right off.
Really?
Because I wasn't throwing it hard enough.
Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll talk about it more when we get back. We'll see you in a few.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What up, people? Welcome back to Within Brimskin.
Holla.
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 So I think that you probably could be good at
holla.
Throwing axes. I think you could be good at throwing axes. I don't see why you wouldn't have been good at throwing axes.
I was
axes.
Good at throwing knives.
So, yeah, but they're smaller.
Right, that's why I did well.
So wait, so did you, were they like just hatchets? Or these big big axes.
Oh, you know what? That's okay. I'll put a little.
Sorry.
There we go. They were like, think of like in between like what you would think of like as like a regular sized hatchet and a regular sized axe.
Wow.
It was like in between that. So I guess like a dwarf's axe.
All right.
I don't know.
I guess it comes down to like the how heavy it is, the speed, the velocity, like, and where you let go. Like if you let go, you know, like on top or if you just like if you go forward too much.
Your spin also has to be and a good, like, if it's too fast, it's not gonna land in the wood. You have to control your spin pretty well.
I want to get, like, so good where I can go into the forest and, like, throw it at a tree.
That'd be sick.
You know what
I'm
saying?
That'd be pretty sick.
I want to get some good footage of that.
I want to tell you the story.
Okay, let's tell me the story. Wait, we're talking about the airline
yes,
story?
Yes, we are.
Son of a bitch.
All right, so this is gonna be made into a movie. People say that this is kind of one of the nation's, like, kind of like tragedies that ended really well, you know? Kind of like Apollo 13. There was another one that they had mentioned in this mini documentary on YouTube that I saw, but I don't remember the name. So basically, this guy went up with his family. What was that for? Because I didn't remember the other one?
No, I just, it was funny. I was trying to throw you off track.
There was this.
Okay, so there was the thing.
So this dude knew he had a pilot's license, but he had zero clocked hours of flying. So basically, he flew enough to get his pilot's license and then never flew after that.
Oh, wow.
And so he was only ever used to flying a single engine plane. And so he is with his family. They are just getting back from a funeral. They had flown to another country.
Oh, wow.
For a funeral.
Okay.
And it's him, his wife, and his two kids. And they're in the plane, and he decides to sit next to the pilot in the cockpit because they're in a very small plane. Like I said, it's only his family. Mm-hmm. And the pilot was 63 years old, had fought in World War II, did several thousands of hours of flying.
Okay.
And he took off, set the plane on autopilot, and the autopilot was set to ascend until they reached their cruising altitude.
Okay.
Before they reached their cruising altitude, the pilot had a heart attack.
No.
Yeah. So now you have this dude who has never flown a two-engine plane, and he also has zero hours of flight experience. He only has a pilot's license, which barely, in his words, he's looking at this airplane like it is a rocket ship.
Okay.
Like that's how confused he was. So he's sitting there, he's calling out for help. Eventually an air traffic controller gets on the line. He doesn't know how to change the frequency, so they have to get all of the other planes off of his frequency they're calling into the airport. But eventually, he gets to this one girl on an air traffic controller, and she had experience flying the plane that he was in. And so she taught him right there and then while he was in the air how to fly the plane. And within about 40 minutes, you could tell he went from panicked, like, I need help, I need help, I need help, to like, they would give him like, you need to start your descent and you also need to turn due east. And he'd be like, Roger that, da da da, niner, doing this now. And like, he would just go for it. And he was confident. Like he did really well. And then as he was approaching the landing, that's when he got a little bit more nervous because he's not used to landing a big plane.
Yeah.
And so they took him on a few dips, and then they had him go back up. They had him dip again, had him go back up.
Okay.
And then they were like, all right, this is it. We're going to try for the final dip. And they walked him through it. He landed. He said something like it's just me and Jesus at the wheel.
That's how I would be.
Okay. And he landed that plane. There's footage of him landing the plane. It's one of the smoothest landings of a plane that I've seen. Like, it really looked like he didn't even rock the plane at all. So, they gave him the plane.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Really?
This was such a huge deal. Like I said, they're making a movie into this. They felt like he deserved the plane after what he had accomplished. They didn't think that he was going to be able to do it. They ended up giving him the plane. He went back to school. He logged 1,000 hours. So he logged his first hour that day with a pilot's license and then went on to log an additional 999 hours and now works for like a professional airliner.
That's pretty crazy.
All because of that day.
That's pretty crazy. By the way, you know, not to discount your story and everything, there's something that we have not done in a long time, just so you're aware.
Is it the segment thing?
Today's secret word is...
Oh, my God! Guys, what do you call it, you know, since that story was just said, and it's kind of freaky and scares the crap out of me, the fact of the matter is we haven't done our secret word in so long. I don't know why or where or when or how we forgot to do it, you know, like for so many months. It's at least a couple months at this point, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so what do you call it? So that being said, you know, if you hear the secret word, you know, which is multiple words this time, scream real loud. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, and who you're with, you got to scream real loud. It's the rules.
I forgot what it is already.
Dem's the rules. It's, oh my God. So, anyways, what do you call it? Yeah, man, that's a freaky story.
But it has a good ending.
Yeah, it has a great ending.
He still owns the plane.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with the plane?
Well, he flies. he flies other families with it. Like I said, he has a pilot's license and he works for an airliner now. So, you know, he can do private, what is it, flies.
Yeah. You know how expensive that is?
They're expensive. Oh, yeah, my Lord. I know.
And you have to keep up on it and everything. Wow.
Yep.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
I don't think I want a plane. I don't think I want a plane like that anyway. You want to know why?
I think he's making a lot of money from the flights, though. But
what's
up?
I don't want anything to do with any kind of small plane that is, that's, you know, like, I'm not interested. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry.
I understand that. They're scary. You know? It's a little scary.
I don't necessarily like flying to begin with. I mean, I don't hate flying.
Don't you think that flying in a small plane, though, is safer? Or would you feel safer in a small plane or a big plane?
Big plane.
Why?
Well, one, you have a couple of different, what do you call it, pilots. You have,
yeah, you have two.
You know, you have a bigger plane, which, you know, there it's.
I feel like the bigger plane's falling faster.
I don't want to talk about this at all. I'm flying in the morning.
sorry. Like, all right, move on. Segue.
Why? Like, why would you put that in my mind?
You were the one that brought up that you would rather be in a big plane and not own a small plane.
I would rather be in a big plane.
Okay.
What do you call it? Because I've been on both, and like puddle
you know
jumpers,
what?
Man.
I gotta say, I haven't been in a small plane, so you know what? I don't know your fears, so you're right.
A super small plane. I don't want to go on. Is what I'm saying. Like a mud skipper. You know what I mean? Then there's the puddle jumpers. The puddle jumpers I've been on, and those are the ones like
those are the ones that go from like island to island, like in Hawaii, right? Like they'll land on the water and.
That's the little what do you call it? That's the little freaking. Tiny, tiny ones, yeah. Yes. But the puddle jumpers are the ones where, you know, they do, like, the small, like, half-hour flights and, you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Little ones, but, like, so it's, like, the real airline, but it's not, like, a super commercial liner. It's
got
a
it.
Smaller plane.
Got
so,
it, got it.
Like, Kim and I flew to, I think we flew into LAX, and then we had to fly to Reno.
Okay.
So, from LAX to Reno was a puddle jumper.
Got it.
And
okay.
It's like super tight, super small. Everything's like condensed.
Yeah.
And you feel the plane take off. You feel the plane in the air and you feel it land.
I've always felt the plane take off, land, and in the air.
Ugh.
But then again, I feel like the furthest I've flown is, well, now Mexico, but the furthest I've flown usually is Florida.
How are your wings? They feel good?
Yeah, they feel good.
Your arms are all right?
Yeah, they
feel
all right.
They're not too tired?
No.
They didn't gain any extra muscle from that flight?
You know what's really funny? What is it? People...
oh, sorry.
Uh-huh. There was a skit that somebody made, and it was like a bird on a plane, and the guy next to him was like, dude, don't you have wings? Why aren't you flying right now? He goes, you have legs. You drive everywhere. Do you walk?
This is true.
And I'm just like, I never really thought about that. Even if we had wings, we probably wouldn't fly.
Probably
we
not.
Would probably take a plane.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
Yeah.
You know? Humans are lazy.
Oh, God, yeah. Would you want to fly to Florida with your wings or take a plane?
I don't know. I fly like an eagle. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more WBS.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie, go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you can save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the Neverending Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, there! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
Hey, what's up, people?
Hello, sir. Hello, how are you? How are you doing? What's going
on? My wings are tired.
Are they?
Yeah, after that conversation.
They've been flipping and flapping all over the place.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. So we did a little bit of voice work today.
Yeah, we did.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I made Brim's voice into a demon.
When I tell you, like, look, there are voices that I do that I really love and I'm excited about. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
I really like the Beazel voice, you know, and I really like a couple of the other voices. Like, I love Skalakron. I love, you know, Terror T and, you know, and so many others. But what do you call it? Like, this was, like, badass. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I love the way that the voice came out. It came out so good. It has 7 to 8 layers on every single line that he has like a regular voice, a demonic voice underneath that, two tracks of whispers above that, two tracks of really long, like, we will care, yeah, like above that. And then finally, just as a little adding touch above that, It has reversed words.
It's so crazy.
It's creepy as hell.
It's very, very like, mystic and demonic and, and the character itself is just badass. So the character's name is Abaddon. It's for a demo that's coming out. That's being pitched. It's called The Last Wand. I am allowed to say that stuff.
Okay, that's cool.
That's about all I can say. I mean, I'm gonna probably post a little bit of the clip and everything, so this way people can see, not to see what's going on, but to actually see our process a little bit, because I think it would be interesting for them to see, and hear what we do.
It is a cool process, I gotta say. Definitely looking at all of the tracks combined and everything, figuring out what goes into the voices. Yeah, it's cool.
So, if you guys want, take a peek over to my official website, therealbrimstone.com.
Absolutely.
You can go to, it's in the scripture section, it's the Brim blog, click on there, and I will be posting that sometime shortly. So, I was gonna try to do it today, I just didn't have enough time yet, but we'll see what happens.
All right.
But I'm super excited about that, because I want to see what the actual finished piece looks like.
Yeah, because we only have the drawings, right? We only have that sketch. From the sketch, there's definitely things that they're gonna have to fix. I noticed that the lines in the sketch that they did are going by wicked fast. Like I couldn't even fit all of the lines into the sketch because of how fast-paced that fight scene is moving.
Yeah, yeah. It is a work in progress. So, I'm just letting it happen. I know that they're working on it. They needed the voice stuff because they're going to start, doing the animations for everything.
Right.
So, that where they're solidifying that. So, I think what's going to happen is it should be, in for November, December, into January.
Okay.
So this was, here's the thing. Like normally, I have a certain amount of time to get the things done. You know how it is, because we do a lot of the pretty much almost all of my voice work I do exclusively with you.
Yeah, and I love doing voice work with you. It's so much fun.
But this voice had been in my head, for the last week. I'm saying, I need to get in and do this. I need to get in and do this. I need to get in and do this. And I'm like, I know Alex will get exactly what I'm looking for and what I'm thinking as soon as I say it.
And did I do it?
You did it.
Yeah.
You did it. And what do you call it? And I want the characters, even, so this one's a bad guy. You know what I mean?
This one's a damn bad guy.
But I want people to like love the freaking bad guy. You know what I mean?
He is cool. I like the Joker in the new Joker movie.
Yeah.
He's great. He's a bad guy.
I want people to feel the like bad on him. You know what I mean? Like I want you to feel the anger and the pissed off.
I feel evil from him.
Yeah, man. You should get that. But I also want people to be like, damn, that character's badass. You know, like
he is?
And freaking go with it.
I love it. I can't wait to see how it comes out. I really want to see how the animation... it's going to be
animated,
right?
Yeah. This is an animation.
I can't wait to see how the full animated clip, like that clip, comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's going to be cool.
Super psyched for it. And, it's just one of those things. Like, so this is a favor that I'm doing. And, I've got the role I'm helping him out. And we're getting everything moving. And, so I have a little bit of freedom to talk about certain things. But there are other things I have no freedom to talk about at all, and it really sucks. You know what I mean? Like, I really, what do you call it, would love to talk about my character Wrath for Rose and Locket, but I can't really talk about that. There are big things happening there, and, just a bunch of other things. I really can't wait to get in and start doing tracks for Beazel from Brush Brigade.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
That's going to be... Because that one... is a voice that people are not used to having come out of me.
Yeah, that's going to be a weird, nice, cool one. Are we going to put any effects on that and stuff like that?
Probably.
All right, cool. Yeah.
But, it's something different.
It is?
And the cool thing about
it
is...
Well, you have different voices that you could do, so you like to let them out with different characters and things like that.
Yeah, but nobody gives me the opportunity to do, like, the crazier, higher-pitched things.
You need
a
pirate.
Yeah, I need a pirate bad.
You need a pirate bad.
I really do. I might actually get a samurai, by the way.
Why? Every time it's not a pirate. We keep saying you need a pirate. And you're
know.
Like, oh, I'm getting this ninja. Oh, I'm getting this tiger.
Yeah, but
oh, I'm getting this demon monster. All right, can we get a pirate, please?
But the samurai is pretty badass. The game is so sick.
Samurai's badass.
It's really
but
sick.
Like, You do a pirate voice so, and you always also,
I
like,
do a
you
pirate.
Go to the R, too. Yeah. It's like a default for you. You're like, Arr.
I want to do it. Yeah. I want to do it. I really do. So meanwhile, I just posted the other day on Sunday, the second teaser for Food Hound Home Edition. So
I put, come on. You're letting out these teasers. I want the whole show.
It's got to be filmed completely.
But
end of 2022 is when we're aiming for.
Are you serious?
And yes. End of 2022.
That's so far away.
It is, but it's okay because, you know, it takes time to create beauty.
I just threw a post-it note at the computer in frustration.
It's a lot of fun, though. So anybody who's on social, make sure you hit up my Instagram at TheRealBrimstone. You can check out two of the teaser trailers. Just basically what we did was, because we can't let any of the actual footage out yet. So this is stuff from just the test footage.
Yeah.
Just to see what people are thinking, you know, if people like it. And so far, it has been getting a tremendous amount of love.
Oh, because it looks so cool.
It's thankfully. I mean, we've got the first teaser came out. It's got like a little under 11,000 views.
Okay.
A ton of comments. My second one came out, I did on Sunday, and it's already at like 19,000 and change.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
What do you call it? So that's, I mean, listen, man, if you guys go, please comment. Don't just watch it. Don't just watch it. Like it. Comment on it. Give me feedback.
Oh, that's my problem.
That's what we need.
That's my problem.
So many people have watched it. I would love to field 1,000 comments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A couple hundred is great, but I want 1,000 plus comments.
I'm very much one of those people that is, I forgot what they call them, the people that just chill out in like in a chat or on YouTube and don't actually subscribe or like or comment or anything like that.
That's the thing.
I know. I'm very bad with that. I'm a giant consumer, but I don't give back.
That's horrible.
I know. It's terrible.
It is. But, you know, like I'll go on Insta. I'll go, and if I'm just looking around, just peeking and seeing what's going on and, you know, just looking at different things, and I'll write on tons of people's stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, what's, you know, like, wow, or a wave, or a thumbs up, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what it is? I guess I feel like, me personally, I feel like nobody really cares if I comment or like or do anything, so I just don't usually do it.
Well, I appreciate when people
I know.
Like and comment.
It's me getting in my own head. I don't know when we devolved into a WBS therapy session over here, but, you know.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just super stoked that that people are digging it. You know, and again, like I said, the more that people can hook us up and you know, write and pass it on, forward it to other people, tag people in it. That just it all helps, and I do really, really appreciate it. I mean, honestly, I really, really do. You know, that being said, I mean, I'm just I'm exhausted. We still got GHR to do, and I got to be up ass early tomorrow to fly out. So on that note, make sure you catch me November 11th, 2021 at 6 p.m. at Raintree Mercantile, historic downtown Melbourne. Free meet and greet selfies, limited signing, purchase a Torchstone tie.
And I'll be there.
Alex will be in my
luggage.
My luggage. Raintreeofmelbourne.com to get that information. And rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all social media, and we'll be hanging out with you next week.